This is Akashvani Itanagar. The news read by Indu Chukwu. Both houses of parliament have been adjourned for the day amid opposition's ruckus on alleged bribery charges against a particular business group and other issues. Leader of opposition Mallikarjun Kharge tried to speak over the issue of alleged bribery charges against the Adani group, but he was not allowed. Following this, members from Congress, Left, DMK, RJD, AAP and others created noisy scenes in the house leading to the adjournment till 11:45 a.m. Earlier, the house today paid tributes to six of its former members in the Lok Sabha when the house again met at 12 noon after first adjournment. Members from the Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK and others created uproar over the issues, including alleged bribery charges against a particular business group, reported violence in Sambhal in Uttar Pradesh. Amid the pandemonium, the presiding officer adjourned the house for the day. The Lok Sabha was adjourned till 12 noon after paying tributes to two of its sitting members, Vasant Rao Chavan and Sheikh Nurul Islam. Reserve Bank of India says that internationalization of Unified Payments Interface UPI is progressing rapidly as India emerges as a world leader in leveraging digital technologies for transformative change. The UPI hit a milestone of 16.6 billion transactions in a month in October. RBI Deputy Governor Michael Debrata Padra said, India's UPI is propelling interbank peer-to-peer and person-to-person merchant transactions seamlessly. Mr. Patra said that approximately one-third of households engage in online purchase of consumables and services, one-fourth in buying consumer durables, and nearly one-tenth in food purchases using the internet. The governor of Arunachal Pradesh, K.T. Parnayak, has extended his heartfelt greetings to all the citizens of the state on the special occasion of Constitution Day, which commemorates the adoption and enactment of the Constitution of India in 1949. He wished that the day inspires all to renew our commitment to preserve, protect, defend and abide by our Constitution. In his message, the Governor said that our Constitution upholds the principles of justice, liberty and equality for all citizens while fostering fraternity, which is the cornerstone of our democracy. Northeastern Council NEC members Longki Pangchau and TN Thongdok emphasized the importance of coordinated efforts among stakeholders to ensure the effective implementation of NEC schemes in Tawang District. During a meeting held at the DC's conference hall on Sunday, the NEC members reviewed the progress of the NEC schemes with district heads of offices, representatives from the Tawang Green Farmers Producers Company and other key stakeholders. They also encouraged leveraging the potential of local farmers and artisans to enhance the region's socio-economic status. Deputy Chief Minister Chow Namin asked the Power Department to come up with a proper standard operating procedure to prevent accidents and casualties during maintenance of the power line, expressing deep concern over loss of lives during maintenance. Main said that such incidents should not occur in the age of advanced technology. Main also reviewed the status and progress of the state's comprehensive scheme for strengthening of transmission and distribution system during a meeting at the Secretariat office on Saturday. Deputy Chief Minister Chow Namin and Assembly Speaker Tesam Pongte on Saturday jointly released the Assamese novel Dholar Sewat Lamisiwa by renowned author Yese Dorji Tongchi at the Arunachal Rang Mahotsav in Itanagar. The novel addresses issues of proselytization and its impact of indigenous culture. Speaking on the occasion, the DCM Chow Namin praised the book for highlighting these sensitive topics and offering solutions. The event was attended by MLAs, artists and literary figures, with Tongchi sharing insights on his work. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.
Facebook.